1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
A 12-year-old hockey player whose father is accused of beating another hockey dad to death testified today that he saw his father flip the man off his back and then, kneeling above him, punch him three times. You know, this is the case of, I believe his name is Junta. Thomas Junta is accused of killing Michael Costin, beating him to death after a hockey scrimmage involving their sons. Bobby Dooley is with us. Bobby has three sons, one of whom plays in a youth basketball league in the Western Estates area. And Bobby, you've encountered this with your own experience with your own sons, right?
Phil, I wouldn't say we've encountered that. We have encountered coaches that are reluctant to do what we want them to do with our sons. Our church donations help support the church youth basketball league that my youngest son Dylan is in. And on our church youth league, my son is really great. I've watched him. He's a terrific player. I don't know a lot about basketball, but he dribbles and shoots the ball very well, and he looks as if he's really good, and he knows how to pass. And I had a run-in with his coach, not similar to what happened in Massachusetts, but I did have a run-in with the coach.
Well, this is common for a lot of parents to have run-ins with coaches, but they don't have to obviously turn deadly.
No, they don't. But I think you do have to exercise. As a parent, you have to let the coach know who's boss. And you have to do that in a very forceful way. And my husband believes that the best way to let the coach know who is boss is by establishing that very early on. My husband believes that when you have a young boy such as our son, who is very good, who is obviously talented, and the coach doesn't see that, that you have to go to that coach and you have to let him know in no uncertain terms exactly what you expect of him, and that you do expect that your son will play. Our son is very talented. Matt Blonet is the coach of the 8 and 9-year-olds.
And this is the name of the coach, Matt Blonet?
Yes.
Okay.
And my son was not getting in, and I went to him and I said, I am not coming to these games to see my son sit on the bench. And you see, Phil, getting into a fight with a coach is ridiculous. My husband believes that when you get into a fist fight with a coach, it's stupid. And all you need to do is to put your finger in the middle of his or her chest and you tell them, you are playing my son, because our church donations pay for this league. Now, my husband has always said, Bobby, if you ever get into a problem, call me.
So your husband was not there when your son was not getting into the game?
No, my husband operates a very successful landscaping business. But I did have my cell phone. I did call him. I said, Steve, Dylan is not getting into the game. This guy is, he's not getting what it is we're trying to say. He doesn't get it. So Steve said, don't worry, I'll be right there. My husband drives down about 10 minutes later, and he did that. He put his finger, and I'll tell you something, Phil, as a wife, you can be really proud sometimes of your husband when he acts in defense of his family. And my husband put his finger right in the middle of that coach's chest, and he said, you're putting my son in now. Our donations pay for this church league.
I mean, that's pretty forceful.
Yes, it is. But I'm going to tell you something, Phil, and I don't want to offend anyone, but I saw my husband do that, and I got hot. I really did.
A woman admiring her husband.
No, I really did, and I don't want to say this to shock anyone, but I saw Steve being forceful with that man. He put his finger in his chest, and he said, you'll play my son now, because our donations pay for this church league. And I will tell you, Phil, I got very excited. It's funny. I found a knot on the bench that I was sitting on.
All right. Look. The idea that your husband is coming down there and telling this coach what to do, that doesn't seem like he's bullying the man?
My husband believes that. No, he's not bullying him. He is giving him a clear picture of what he expects as the father of a young boy who's obviously talented.
Well, in your eyes, your son is talented. In the eyes of the coach...
No, my son is talented. No. This man wants to go his way. But we pay for that youth league with our church donations. My son is very talented.
What can he do that you have seen? What are some of his skills as a basketball player?
I don't know. I'd have to get my husband, Steve. He dribbles the ball really well.
He knows how to pass and shoot.
He passes and shoots. He's really good.
I told a man, I put my finger in his chest.
My husband put his finger right in that man's chest, and he said, "You'll put my son in now." And I saw how controlling my husband was at the situation. That's what didn't happen at the hockey rink.
He got out of control. He beat the guy to death.
You don't have to kill someone. You put your finger in their chest and you say, "You'll put my son in now." And that's all you have to do.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is just two parents' opinion of a broad-reaching question. Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve, they have a son who plays church youth basketball. And you simply put your finger in the chest of the coach and told him that he's playing your son. Is that right, sir? All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. I got to tell you something, guys. And Bobby?
Yes.
Just hear me out for just a moment. If somebody sticks their finger into my chest, that nothing can be more provoking and irritating than to have somebody putting their...
No, Phil, it shows, it clarifies for that person what you expect.
I mean, what, you know, but sitting there and putting your finger into a guy's chest...
What you do, Phil, is you walk up to the coach, you put your finger in his chest, and you repeatedly point, and you repeatedly punch your finger in his chest, and you say, "My son is playing now."
That's what I did. I told him he's going to play.
Well, did he play your son?
You better believe it.
Yeah, he did. He brought him in.
That's all you need to... Of course he did. What, is he not going to... My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business. He's a very forceful man. He has a very wonderfully forceful personality. And when he puts his finger into someone else's chest and says, "You will play my son in that basketball game now."
He didn't have no choice.
He didn't have any choice. My husband believes to be forceful, but not overly belligerent.
Well, I'm just going to say, pushing your finger into a guy's chest can be a very provocative and could incite violence.
No,
he's not going to get violent with me.
No, he's not going to push Steve around. My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business. And
all right, I understand about your husband's business. I'm just saying some people may find it to be very, very provocative.
So the incident in Boston, if I might...
Go ahead.
...with the hockey dad would never have happened had that man just punched his finger into the coach's chest and said, "No more contact scrimmages." Many coaches respect a decisive and strong parent, but there aren't too many of them out there. Fortunately, I am married to one, and I'm very, very grateful for that.
Well, if you got the guy...
Our boy is going to be playing on the first string, is it?
First string.
If you got a guy to play your son as the result of physical intimidation...
No, it was...
All right, well, pushing your finger into a guy's chest... I find it very, very interesting that you were able to push this guy around.
I didn't push him around.
We made him see the light. That's all. That's all a parent has to do. Make him see the light. Put your finger in his chest. If it wasn't for Steve and I, those boys, they wouldn't have uniforms. That Matt Blonane knows it. So my son will play.
All right. You guys are funding the youth league. Just pushing your finger into a coach's chest and saying, "My son's playing now." 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But you have to understand, Phil, that when I saw my husband take charge in a situation like that, I got very excited.
You got hot.
Well, that's fine if you got hot for your husband because he's in charge, but the fact is, putting his finger into someone's chest...
That's not physical assault. That's just advertising a point.
That's not physical assault, Phil.
I think it's very provocative to stick a finger into someone's chest and say, my son's going to play.
Well, I'll tell you right now, had my husband Steve been in Massachusetts at the hockey rink arena, nobody would have been beat up. But somebody got it beaten up at the hockey rink arena because they didn't know how to be emphatic and just stick your finger in the chest and go, my son plays.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that would have gone over a whole lot better. Here is Sam on the Phil Hendry Show. Sam?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Ms. Dooley, mm-hmm. What is it that you're teaching mm-hmm. your son?
What am I teaching my son?
Correct. To be
basketball.
A bully or to learn sportsmanship?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Yes.
Basketball is going down to a coach and pointing your finger in his
when
chest
you're
and telling
talented
him you're going to pay.
When you're talented, my son's very talented. He's
well, why
very
don't you
talented
take it
basketball
to the proper,
player.
Why don't you take it to the proper authorities?
Well, I did.
Instead
I took it to
the
coach. No, we took it to the coach.
Is he
he's
the only one that rules?
Yes,
and
he
just
is.
Because you have money,
yes,
do you
is.
Think that gives you the right to bully other people?
Who said I had money?
How many times
you said that
say,
you're the
we
one that
donate money?
We donate money to our church. You know something? We donate money to that church league, and we keep it going.
So what? Follow
and there are a lot
people.
Of people like you who benefit from that.
No, and it's people
and
like you that make people want to stay away from church.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what they teach you
mm-hmm.
in church? Is this the kind of thing you want to show your son to do and be
Jesus
when he
the money Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple.
That's right. Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple. He walked up to the money changers. He put his finger in their chest, and he said, you get out.
Oh, right. I'm sure that's what he did. He walked up to the money changers, put his finger in their chest, and said, get out.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, well,
and I bet
you're
all excited,
me,
too, didn't he?
You know something? I'm sorry if you're married to a man that's not that exciting.
No, that has nothing
really
to do
sorry.
With it. We're talking about
my husband is exciting.
And letting a person coach. Or
what difference does it make whether you got hot?
I'm
that
simply
is no
saying,
business to anybody, and we could care less. The item here,
I
the
am
subject
simply,
here is the way you act, what you're teaching your son, and how you behave.
What is wrong when my husband is being emphatic? What is wrong with me getting hot? I'm a woman.
Who cares,
I react
lady?
Like a woman.
Who cares?
Nobody cares. It's not
that's
even
your
it's not germane to the subject.
It is germane in that you when you see your husband acting decisively on behalf
lady,
of your
cares?
Son
you
on behalf
it?
Of your son, then it is very important.
I made my wife hot.
Oh yeah, that's something I really want to admit to everybody.
Well, did your husband make you hot?
Why do you shouldn't have to answer a question like that?
Bet she does.
I'm not. That's a stupid question. It's
well, do you have? Let me ask something that's more pertinent. Do you have boys in basketball?
Yes, I do.
They play
basketball.
Do they dribble
coach,
good?
I even coach a girls' basketball.
Are they
team.
Good at dribbling and everything? Do they?
They're good at everything that they try
yeah,
to do.
My son is
but
really
I
good
have
at
the
dribbling.
Parents coming down and bullying me. It is my choice. If they have a problem,
so
they can direct
coach.
Me.
Wait a minute. You're a coach.
Yes,
Mr.
I
Dooley,
am.
Hold on. For Mr. Dooley, are you talking?
Yeah.
Then you might want to get on the other extension or something, because you're talking in the background.
I can answer this. That's why, Sam, you're feeling the way you're feeling. You're a coach.
No, that's not
okay.
Why. Haven't you listened to the news and what's happening? Sure you have. You don't agree how that man killed the other man. What do you think starts all this act?
I'm simply saying, Sam, that if it was you coaching my son, I would simply go down to you, I would punch my finger into your chest, and I say,
you
this is what
no
you're going
to do. You have no right to do that. You have absolutely no right
that's,
to do that
what's
any
wrong
more
with me?
Than you do going up to a person in the street and punching your finger in their chest.
I'm not hurting you. I'm just going, you will play my son.
You're not hurting me?
No, how am I
why,
hurting you?
Why do you even want to do that? Why do you have to be such a bully?
I'm not bullying you. I'm just
when you punch your finger to somebody's chest, that's saying, you're going to play my son.
But we are paying for the church league. And just because my son...
Are you the only one's paying?
Just because my husband Steve gave me a case
paying?
Of slippery seat.
I'm asking you a question. Are you
what?
The only one's paying?
We are a large benefactor of the...
But you are not the only one's paying.
Let me put it this way. We live in a 6,000-square-foot home.
I could care less what you live in, lady.
You know, we
you
are... We're very comfortable. We're very comfortable.
Oh,
so
well,
what?
Aren't you just
you
wealthy?
Money rules? Is money supposed
we're very
to do everything?
Money talks, bullcrap walks, as my husband says.
Well, lady, that's exactly what you are. I'm sorry to tell you, but your money isn't buying you anything but bullcrap.
I bet you your team could get beat. My son could beat your team.
I bet you the reason why you're angry is because my son's better than you.
What? All right, thanks for calling. What does that mean?
My son, don't ever laugh at me either.
God. 1-800-44...
I don't like a woman laughing at me.
1-800-4...
Did you hear me?
Yes, I heard you. You don't like the woman laughing at you. She laughed. 1-800-44... What do you mean your son's better than her?
My son is very talented and would have been fantastic on her team. But now, because she behaved like a B-I-T-C-H, my son will never play for her.
Well, let's see. You're in California, and that lady was calling from El Paso, Texas. So, yeah, he probably won't.
He might move there someday.
Who?
My son.
So?
But he wouldn't want to play for her then.
What are you talking about, man? He'd be an adult by then.
Well, they have an NBA team there.
Yeah, what if they have an NBA team in El Paso and that lady's the coach? Then your son's in trouble.
So I will not be spoken to that way.
Well, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to your husband. Susan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, good.
This is Julie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a parent of a young boy, and he also played basketball and football and baseball. And we've had
plenty of times
that we've had to talk to the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we didn't have to stick fingers inside of someone's chest.
Well, that's your experience, but we have to do what we have to do. Our son is very good.
But that's the way that you do it?
That's the way we do it, yeah. You can do what you want to do.
Oh, well, absolutely. But what I'm saying, don't you think that that's bullying somebody?
No, it's simply saying you will play our son. We donate an awful lot of money.
Oh, ma'am,
bullying is when you steal money from someone.
I'm a parent just like you.
Bullying is when you steal money from them and you stick them in a shopping cart and you roll them down a hill or something. That is not what we do.
Oh, that's, man.
That's what a bully does.
I don't want to say anything, but that's bullying.
That's what a bully does. We don't do that.
No,
it's not.
Listen,
what we do.
I've talked to the coaches.
Are you a coach?
And sat there and talked to them, to one adult, to the other adult.
That's too pussy. You got to be more aggressive.
Would you watch your language, please?
Because my son got what he needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, my son is very, very good. He should be starting and playing a point guard. All right.
How tall is your son?
Maybe you should make him to go talk to Michael Jordan.
No, my son will talk to the coach.
You know,
all right?
We understand that.
What do you know about Michael Jordan?
Of your son.
My son's really good. When he was born with arthritis in his both knees.
But he gets up and down the floor very well.
I know this.
Wait a minute. On what? On crutches?
Yes.
Well, what makes you think the coach is going to start a kid on crutches?
My son is a great player.
You know,
he's
Phil,
every
I
bit
think
as good
whole
as Michael
thing
Johnson.
Is that these people have
Magic
money,
Jordan.
And you definitely want to make sure, okay?
Well, your
that
kid isn't going to start because he's on crutches.
You got some money and you want people to recognize you and to make sure that if they don't get your kid in, you ain't going to give no more donations.
We are not. No, we didn't say we ain't going to give no more donations. We aren't going to give any more donations, Susan.
Okay,
you
it doesn't make
thing.
A difference how I said
did
it.
You go to, did you,
you know
go
what
to
it is?
Public education?
It's because you people
that's
are rich.
That's what happens when you
I
go to a public school.
I deal with people like you every single day.
My wife and I have a 6,000 square foot home, and we donate to the church league.
Honey.
That's right.
Honey, okay?
And we know how to keep gooder
English
than you.
I have a home. I have 18 rooms in my home. It doesn't make a difference.
It makes a difference to me when you can go up to someone and say, hey, you, play my son or you don't get paid.
No,
there's
see,
a sexual
that's
thrill
the difference
to that,
between
Susan.
Me and you. I don't go, hey, you, you're going to play my son.
Yes, but the sexual thrill that I receive when I see my husband do that.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, why would I be kidding? Why am I kidding when I get excited over my husband?
Ma'am,
I got hot.
I asked you a question. Didn't you just say that you give your money, okay, and it's through a church, through the donations, and you're sitting here on the air and telling somebody that you get hot, that your husband has told this guy off because he's pointed his finger and you got hot, and this is a church, and you go to church?
So people who go to church don't get hot.
Honey,
Susan?
I wouldn't be saying it on air. I'd be saying it in closed doors in front of my
husband. I'm very proud of my sexuality. I'm free with. I express myself.
You're sick.
Oh, I'm sick.
You're a
because
sick.
My husband
see,
gets me
you
hard.
People, you're the one.
All right,
stuff
look.
Like that
I, the sickest thing is that you say you got a son on crutches.
Oh, I was only kidding about that. He's not.
Oh, he's not on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry here with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, a couple of parents who talked to their high school, their son's basketball coach, basically told him, either you put our son in the game or we're cutting off our funding for the church league. Now, you talking about rubbing yourself on the bench because you got so excited seeing your husband taking matters into his own hand.
All he did, Phil, was go up and tell that coach.
No, I know what he told the coach. He told the coach, put my son in the game. And you say it got you hot?
Well, you're saying that.
Well, maybe it got you hot, but you rubbing yourself up and down on the bench.
I said I found a little knot hole and...
Yeah.
Good God, you are really... You're sort of uptight, aren't you?
You're really uptight. You don't know about free sex.
Oh, get out of here, free sex. What's it got to do with your kid playing in a youth basketball league? Here is Grace on the Phil Hendry Show. Grace?
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
Go ahead.
I'd like to speak to both of those people that are making fools out of themselves on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they're not Christians because she wouldn't have been doing what she was doing. She's a disgrace.
What was
number
I doing?
Number two, you've been talking all night. Now, I've been waiting for
you can't tell
15
my wife
minutes from Marmot, and both of you, shut up.
Tell my wife to shut
up. Oh, shut up.
I'll put my finger in your chest.
Yeah. The Lord strike you dead, the two of you.
You're not God.
Who do you think you're God?
You just keep quiet.
You're not God.
Shut up.
Let the lady talk,
you've been
okay?
talking all night. It's about time someone else gets a chance to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You two fools are arrogant, you're proud, and you're not
Christians
because she wouldn't be doing what she was doing.
I believe
and her husband is an idiot. It's a wonder the coach didn't knock his head off because I would have if I was a man.
Wait, you can't
shut up.
I'm
you keep quiet. Now.
Look, you can't tell me what
you
to do.
You keep quiet.
No, I'm not
going
to tell you what to do.
Oh, you got a wife that's
you see, this gets me
you
hot.
You want to put your wife in her place.
I'll tell you what. Mo.
No, I'm getting hot listening to Steve tell you off.
Oh,
come
shut
on,
up.
Come on, will you?
You're sick, lady.
What is wrong
you're
with you?
You're a sex maniac.
I can't. No,
you're
I am
sick.
Not.
You're not a Christian.
I'm a sex maniac. How
you're
am I a
fool,
sex maniac?
That's what you are.
You can't
right on the radio, making an ass out of
see
yourself.
But you see how Steve tell you off? It makes me hot.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut right up. In the name of Jesus, shut up.
In the name of who?
Jesus, shut your mouth.
You
are not Christians. You are fools. And I can call you fools because you're not my sister and brother.
How can
you are two fools.
How can you rub yourself on a bench?
Oh, shut up. You're sick.
She just told you to shut up,
that's
Bill.
Pornography, no, that's what up. It is. You're insane,
horrible.
The two of you. You
it's
shouldn't
sick.
Even be talking to someone as moral as
and
Phil
going,
Phil Hendry.
Ooh.
I never listened to before. I was listening to the news, and you two make me sick to my stomach.
Well, then you heard about the Boston.
Oh, shut up.
You heard about the hockey coach in Boston, didn't
shut
you?
Shut your mouth.
No.
You're a whore, that's
I'm
what
gonna,
you are.
I'm going to go kick the crap out of you.
Oh, shut up. Right. You couldn't kick the crap out of an ant. Now, you shut up.
What state are
shut
you
shut right up.
What
both
state
of
are
you
calling in?
Oh, shut up. There. The Lord will have his way, you two fools. Arrogant, proud. You think your money is going to help you when you go to hell? The devil's got you right by the throat, making a fool out of you on the radio. The two of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I bet you watch pornography when you're off the radio. Listen to you. Two fools. Yeah, two fools. Shut up. Hang up. Hang up. Nobody wants to hear your foolishness. There are Christians listening to this program, and their wives, their husbands don't want their wives listening to that fool. Throw up in your own face, you fool. Everybody's laughing at you. Couple of idiots. Well, the Lord will have his way. You're shutting up, aren't you? You don't know what to say, do you? Satan's got his hand right around your throat.
No, I'm having a cigarette.
If you died tonight, you too would be in hell for all eternity. People ought to be praying for you right now.
Well, when you went to school in the horse and buggy, I bet you liked the sound.
Oh, shut up.
All right. 1-800-45, I don't know where else we can go.
That pretty much tops itself.
Thank you very much. Get out of here! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Some woman kicked the crap out of another woman because she got in line with 13 items, and it was a 12 items or fewer lane. A 51-year-old Lowell woman was beaten and kicked. This is Lowell, Massachusetts, I'm going to assume, which I realize is a bad thing to do. A 51-year-old Lowell woman was beaten and kicked when a customer behind her at a supermarket checkout line became enraged that she had brought 13 items through a 12 items or fewer lane. Karen Morgan, 38, of 103 School Street, was arrested around 9:30 Sunday morning, about an hour after she allegedly beat the victim on the street outside the Market Basket on Wood Street in Lowell. Morgan had fled in a car to the School Street residence, where police found her hiding in a closet. Morgan was charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, her foot. Morgan was also charged on three outstanding warrants for writing bad checks. She failed to appear on her arraignment Monday, according to the Lowell District Court clerk. Wow. What a psycho. The victim said she didn't realize that she had one item too many until Morgan, who was waiting behind her in line, let her know. I didn't think I had that much there. She said something about it. People don't know how to count, said the woman, who declined to give her name for fear of retaliation. And I said to her, do you have a problem with this? And she said, yes, I do, you expletive deleted. I was accosted at a Starbucks by this midget. Did I tell you about this? Maria and I were in a Starbucks about 3 weeks ago, and I picked up my laundry, my dry cleaning, and we're putting the dry cleaning in the car, and we're going to go to the Starbucks, and I'm hearing this this horn honking, and wheeling around the corner comes this little red coupe with a woman sitting behind the wheels with those kind of plastic wraparound shades that the ophthalmologist gives you after you've had eye surgery, right? And she comes wheeling around, and I look back, and I see a young woman walking towards us, and she goes, oh, I know what happened. I was loading the laundry into the car, so this lady, this midget with the wraparound shades, assumed that I was going to get into the car and back out. And I looked at her, and I shook my head, no, we're not getting out. We're going back into the store. And so she leans on her horn very angrily and speeds by me. Well, I look back at this young woman who was walking toward us, and she says to me, yeah, she honked at me, too. She's psycho. Because this was what the original honking that I heard. So I'm like, well, whatever. I'm a nutcase. So we walk into the Starbucks. Well, sure enough, I'm waiting for our coffee, and I feel a very oppressive yet small presence crowding me at my left elbow. Because you know where the place you go to pick the coffee up and everybody's waiting? Well, she came right up next to me on my left side and just squeezed right up there to the counter. And I look down, and sure enough, I recognize her as the midget who moments before had been leaning on her horn. And I look at her, and she looks up at me, and I look at her, and she looks up at me, and she finally goes, you got a problem? And I said, yeah, I got a problem. She goes, well, deal with it. And I said, you know, I would, but I'm a gentleman, which I thought I got off a pretty good line there. And I went back to waiting for my coffee, and under her breath now, I'm hearing, you got GD mother stinking. Saying this to me, right? So this is the kind of square that I am. This is the kind of square that Margin Herb raised. I look at the schlub behind the counter at Starbucks, which, by the way, with all due respect to Starbucks, I'm never going back in your stores again. Not because your coffee isn't great, but you hire the stupidest human beings that God ever allowed to get out of a cradle. What is it with you? Are you telling me that you can't get anybody brighter than the guys you got working there now? I mean, what are they paying people at Starbucks? They are so stupid, it's beyond belief. I got to tell you about the coffee that I got at a Starbucks in New York City. Yeah, I'll take a latte. I'd like a half calf with non-fat milk. Guess what she gave me? A cup of coffee. Anyway, so she says, well, deal with it. So I look at the guy and I say, excuse me, is the policy of Starbucks to have people harassed in their stores? No. I said, well, then either you throw her out or I want my money back and we're not buying the coffee. And the midget goes, well, I'm not leaving. So I said, okay, give me the money back for my coffee. And while I'm walking to get my money, behind me I'm hearing her go, you GD son of a B-I-T, all this stuff, right? So my wife, Maria, who never gets into anybody's face, anybody knows Maria, she's about as sweet a girl as you're ever going to meet. She turns around and tells her to F off. I'm telling you, when my wife gets that angry, you know, you believe me, you've done something wrong. And I finally looked at her and I go, you know, just because the good Lord shortchanged you doesn't mean the rest of us have got to pay, you know, the price. And that kind of stopped her in her tracks. And I didn't mean it in terms of being a midget. I meant it in terms of her disposition and her temperament. It was just so antisocial and so completely contrary, man. That's the last time I ever went into that Starbucks. Because I think it's a real big punishment if I don't patronize their store. Like, they're going to notice missing my $6 a week, which is about as often as I went in there. But as long as we're plugging businesses, Java City, yes, the beautiful Java City there in Thousand Oaks, is where I now get my coffee. Can you dig that, man? So anyway, this woman kicks this lady, but here's the deal about beating people up now. We got a thing now called a civil suit. You heard about it with the O.J. trial? If you don't get somebody criminally, which there are a lot of scumbags out there, they don't mind if they get arrested and they get put in jail for 30 days or 90 days or 6 months for beating somebody up. They don't care because they've spent their whole lives in jail. You know, it's a regular visit for them going to jail. Well, now with this civil suit, what happens is if you don't have any control over your temper, if you are an uncivilized scumbag, what happens now is not only do you go to jail, after you get out, you get sued civilly in a civil court, and that means that you basically belong to the person that you belted for the rest of your life, because everything that you make is going to get garnished, if not taken outright, and it's going to go to pay that person and their family. So the next time you decide that you're going to raise your fists to somebody, the next time you decide that you're going to get heavy with someone and get physical with somebody, and it isn't to defend your life or the life of a family member, you just think that you're going to be a badass and start swinging, remember that. Somebody's going to sue you for $10, $15, $20 million, Ace. And you basically belong to that person for the rest of your life, as well as your mama, your wife, your sister, your daughter, everybody. And I'm telling you, this guy who beat up the hockey dad, he ain't seen nothing yet. Because that family that lost that father in that hockey fight, wait till they slap that civil lawsuit on that fat tub of guts. He's going to be sitting in prison while his wife and kids are having to pay for it on the outside with, what do you figure that's worth? You lose your father because he's beaten to death? How much you start? You start at $100 million? You start at $100 million. That's where you start. That's $100 million. Now, is the guy going to come up with $100 million? No. Just every freaking thing he makes until the day he dies. That's all. All right, let me find out what this lady's problem is. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to say on your television show that when I was... when
it's a
I,
radio show, but...
Well, okay. When I was listening to you, I was looking for the news, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into. As a Christian woman, I want to apologize to the people that were listening to me because I didn't realize that it's a filthy program. Your talk is filthy. You're an arrogant windbag. You're just as bad as the two people that were on before, and you have a mocking spirit.
Well, that was me doing those voices.
Well, to me...
So there weren't two people. It was just one person.
There was a man and a woman.
Right. That was me doing both voices.
Well, then you're a liar then on television because you... I mean, on the radio because
right.
You told everyone on the radio that that was a man and woman.
Well, then
and
I came
unless
on later and I said I was doing the
you
voices.
You are a liar.
I came on later and said I was doing the voices. You know, you're an angry and bitter woman. I'm sorry.
Well,
so
no,
unhappy.
I'm not angry
I'm sorry,
and I'm not
and I
bitter.
Someday,
I don't
I
like
filth
on the radio
find,
that children are listening
happiness.
To.
I hope someday you
I'm
find
I'm not angry.
No,
and I'm
unhappy,
not bitter.
You're an unhappy
the
woman.
The children, I'm very happy
really
in the Lord. The children are listening to your
children.
Filth.
I don't think you have any kids. I don't think you've ever known
I
any kids.
I have three children. I have
and
two
I
grandchildren.
I don't think you care about kids. I think
I
something
love
happened
children.
In your life.
You put words into people's
something
mouths.
Something happened
you're
in your life.
Liar. You're a
husband died,
and to
a child
me,
died.
You ought to be off the air.
But you're
I don't
an embittered
know
who's
woman. Paying you, but I'm calling every one of those advertising agencies and telling them just what I think about you.
What else is new? What else is new?
And I shall have everybody in this town, in the other towns, all around this
all the
state
towns,
of Maine,
all around the town.
Calling in.
Good.
No, they won't call in, because that's what you want.
No, I don't
I'm going to tell them to tell your advertisers to get you
no
off
phone.
The air.
I go weeks
you
without phone
you filthy-mouthed pig.
Yeah, you're a Christian, all right.
Well, you're not a Christian, so I can call you what I want.
Oh, I see. That's how it works. I see that. I was confused there for a while. But
well, you ought to be confused. You have a spirit of confusion on top of everything else.
I know exactly who and what I am. I think
well,
you are a little confused.
Well, you know
who
you
are
because your father is the devil.
Oh,
Satan
now,
is
now
your
you're bringing
father,
my father
and
into
he's
it.
Running, he's running your life.
Why don't you bring my mother into it, too, while you're on the side?
Well, I don't know your mother.
Oh,
who
okay.
cares about your mother? I'm talking to you, not your mother.
Well, you brought my daddy into it. I thought maybe.
No, I'm talking to you. I don't have to bring your father into it.
I see.
Children are listening to your program.
Grace, I hope someday you find the happiness that you presently lack, okay? Oh, whatever, you know. That's the first time I've ever told somebody what the act was, and they were, like, really pissed. Well, no, that's not the first time they're pissed. It's the first time they got on the air and got pissed about it. I've had a lot of phone calls off the air saying, you dirty, no good. You made me look like a fool. Can I just give you a little advice? Don't go on the air and tell everybody what religion you are and then go on and be sort of sour and angry. It just makes the religion look bad. People that come on and say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Muslim, I'm a candlestick maker, and then you start acting bitter and angry and upset with life. You're just making everybody else that's a good person who calls himself a Christian look bad, don't you? Or is that just my imagination? I don't know. I don't think I'm right. I haven't been right in a long time. But then this show is not about being right. This show supposedly is about being funny. How'd we do today? Okay. All right. Now, go to our website, philhenryshow.com. You will find that we are selling, as of yesterday, actually, the Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2001 CD. Bring It. That's the name of our 2001 CD. Bring It. And it's available for $20, and all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. That means every nickel above and beyond the production cost. So I don't take any money. There is a postage, I think. There's a handling fee. But after we pay for the production of the CD, that is pressing it and doing the artwork, then all the money goes to my friend's place. So you really are helping a very worthy cause. And if you don't know, if you don't believe me, if you would like to know more about my friend's place, go to our website. Click on the appropriate link, and it'll take you right to the My Friend's Place website, and they'll tell you exactly what's up with their organization and the great things that they do. You can also get a sample from past CDs on our website. But the address again, the URL, philhenryshow.com. The CD is $20. You can also get the vinyl picture disc. Is that still available? We got a vinyl picture disc still available for $40 plus $350 shipping and handling. The CD is $20 plus $350 shipping and handling. And it's the new one for 2001. And it features some good things on it, including Pastor William Rennick's Werewolf, Don't Ever Say That Word, and Mother's Day Lube. All on the Best of 2001 Phil Henry Show CD. Bring It. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.